Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 38, On the Way to Vrindavan, Episode 1, Fie Upon Me. When Lord Chaitanya was visiting Shantipur, he assembled all of his devotees, headed by Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya embraced them all, asking their permission to return to Jagannath Puri because Lord Chaitanya had met them all at Shantipur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested all the devotees not to go to Jagannath Puri that year. "I shall certainly go to Vrindavan from Jagannath Puri if all of you give me permission. Then I shall return here once again without difficulty." Clasping the feet of his mother, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly requested her permission. Thus, Sachi Mata gave Sri Krishna Chaitanya leave to go to Vrindavan. Srimati Sachi Devi was then sent back to Navadvipa, and Lord Chaitanya and his devotees started for Jagannath Puri, Niladri. The devotees who accompanied Lord Chaitanya rendered all kinds of service on the way to Nilachala, Jagannath Puri. Thus, in great happiness, Sri Krishna Chaitanya returned. And when Lord Chaitanya arrived in Jagannath Puri, he visited the temple of Lord Jagannath. News then spread all over the city that Lord Chaitanya had returned. All the devotees then came and met Sri Krishna Chaitanya with great happiness. Lord Chaitanya embraced each of them in great ecstatic love. Kashi Mishra, Ramananda Rai, Prajumna, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Vaninath Rai, Shiki Mahiti, and all the other devotees met Lord Chaitanya. Gadadhar Pandit also came and met Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then, before all the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to speak. "It was my decision to go to Vrindavan through Bengal in order to see my mother and the river Ganges. Thus I went to Bengal, but thousands of devotees began following me. Many hundreds of thousands of people came to see me out of curiosity. And due to such a large crowd, I could not travel very freely on the road. Indeed, the crowd was so large that the house and boundary walls of the house where I stayed were destroyed. And wherever I looked, I could see only large crowds. With great difficulty, I went to the town of Ramakeli, where I met the two brothers named Rupa and Sanatan. These two brothers are great devotees and are suitable recipients of Krishna's mercy. But in their ordinary dealings, they are government officials, ministers to the Muslim king. Srila Rupa and Sanatan are very much experienced in education, devotional service, intelligence, and strength. And yet, they think themselves inferior to straw in the street. Indeed, the humility of these two brothers could even melt stone. So because I was very pleased with their behavior, I told them, 'Although you are both very much exalted, still you consider yourselves inferior. And because of this, Krishna will very soon deliver you.' After speaking to them in this way, I bade them farewell. But as I was leaving, Sanatan advised me, 'My lord, it is not appropriate for one to be followed by a crowd of thousands when going to Vrindavan.' Although I heard this, I did not pay it any attention. And in the morning, I went to the place named Kanai Natashala. At night, however, I began to consider what Sanatan had told me. I decided that Sanatan had spoken very well. I was certainly being followed by a large crowd, and so when people would see so many men, they would surely rebuke me, saying, "Oh, here is another impostor." I then began to consider that Vrindavan is a very solitary place. It is invincible and very difficult to attain. I therefore decided to go there alone, or at the utmost, with only one person. After all, Madhavendra Puri went to Vrindavan alone, and Krishna, on the pretext of giving him milk, granted him an audience. I then understood that I was going to Vrindavana like a magician with his show, and this is certainly not good. No one should go to Vrindavan with so many men. I have therefore resolved to go alone, or at the utmost with one servant. In this way my journey to Vrindavan will be beautiful. Then I thought, instead of going to Vrindavan alone, I am going with soldiers and the beating of drums. Fie upon me! And being very much agitated, I returned to the banks of the Ganges. I then left all the devotees there and brought only 5 or 6 persons with me. So now I wish that all of you will be pleased with me and give me good consultation. Tell me, how shall I be able to go to Vrindavan without any impediment? I left Gadadhar Pandit here, and he became very unhappy. And so, for this reason, I could not go to Vrindavan. Now, being encouraged by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words, Gadadhar Pandit became absorbed in ecstatic love. Immediately, clasping the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Gadadhar Pandit began to speak with great humility. "My Lord, wherever you stay is Vrindavan, as well as the river Yamuna, the river Ganges, and all other places of pilgrimage. Although wherever you stay is Vrindavan, still, you will go to Vrindavan just to instruct the people in general. Otherwise, you will do whatever you think is best. But consider, just now the 4 months of the rainy season have begun. You should therefore spend the next 4 months in Jagannath Puri, and after remaining here for 4 months, you will then be free to do as you like. Actually, no one can stop you from going or remaining." Upon hearing this statement, the devotees present at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stated that Gadadhar Pandit had properly presented their desires. Being so requested by all the devotees, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to remain at Jagannath Puri for 4 months. Upon hearing this, King Pratapa Rudra became very happy. And that day, Gadadhar Pandit extended an invitation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so Lord Chaitanya took his lunch at Gadadhar Pandit's place, along with other devotees. No ordinary human being can possibly describe Gadadhar Pandit's affectionate presentation of food or Lord Chaitanya's tasting this food. And so in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs his pastimes, which are unlimited and unfathomable. Somehow or other, these have briefly been described, for it is not possible to describe them elaborately. Although Lord Anantadeva is always describing the pastimes of the Lord with his thousands of mouths, still, Ananta, cannot reach the end of even one of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Recorded January 27, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.